In the U.S. and around the world, we're seeing companies switch up their usual product lines to help manufacture materials needed to fight the coronavirus. One example, a Scottish distillery that has stopped making gin and started making hand sanitizer. Andrew McKenzie is the owner of Verdant Spirits, a gin distillery in Dundee.
When we started with this idea, we thought we would produce 100 litres and that would go to local surgeries, care homes and the like. And then the floodgates opened and emails were coming in from every source you can think of. I got an email this morning from the Netherlands asking me if I could provide 5 40-foot containers full of sanitizer.
Wow.
So there is just such a huge demand for it everywhere. And also some really heartbreaking emails we're getting in from parents of disabled kids or kids with special needs who really need to just get some sanitizer because there is none to be had whatsoever. I was in touch with our local doctor's surgery and they have none whatsoever. There's just a huge demand for it. We had no idea that it was going to be as big a demand as it was.
What are the ingredients in hand sanitizer? Like, how big a shift is it to go from gin to hand sanitizer?
It's not much of a shift at all, other than the ingredients of things that we wouldn't be using in drinkable spirits at all. So the alcohol is the alcohol we would be using to make gin, but also there is glycerin and hydrogen peroxide that goes in there. So those are two very unfamiliar products to us that we work with, but they're simple to work with.
Are you making any gin at all? Have you moved all operations to make hand sanitizer at this point?
No, we haven't. We're not making any at all. And the bottom's fallen completely out of the market. Just at the back end of last year, we got the contract to produce the gin for the House of Commons. And that was supposed to be launched on December the 12th, which turned out to be election day here. So that was postponed. And it was postponed till March the 18th. Which was last week, and then obviously that's postponed because Parliament's shut down pretty much because of the coronavirus. So the gin market at the moment for us is pretty much zero.
How long do you think you'll have to be making hand sanitizer? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I was talking to a few centralized buying sources today as whether when they thought the commercial supplies might come back online, and the feeling I'm getting is that we're looking something in excess of a year.
So this is really an unprecedented situation. How has that changed life for you in Dundee? What does it feel like there right now?
It's a scary time. I'm a 66-year-old guy with hypertension. So we called it a government advice. I should really be going into isolation myself. So we've actually shut the distillery down. We're locking the doors. We're padlocking the gates. But it's a very, very surreal atmosphere around here.
Andrew McKenzie, the owner of Verdant Spirits in Dundee, Scotland. Thank you very much. Stay strong. Stay safe.
You're very welcome. Best wishes to you all.